Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
On the hot celebrity news that we have for you. But before we get started, we got to shout out our awesome twosome, Heidi and Frank. What up?
Good to see you, Atlanta.
Hey, so Gary and Portia are out today, but sitting in, we got our girl Eva Marcil from the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Woo-hoo.
What up, Eva?
Hey, Brad.
Hey. So later, what legendary singer admits to sleeping with her makeup on? And what reality star admits to bleaching their skin? I know. She gonna have bumps.
Oh, but first, Headcrack,
okay, what you got?
All right, so we've all heard stories about actors and they regret about bad roles that they've taken early in their career, right? But even crazy is when someone's unhappy with the role that made them famous. Well, Julia Roberts and Sanaa Lathan both said that they really weren't initially the happiest about getting the roles that basically pop-started their careers. Now, Julia said that in the 1990 movie that made her a star, Pretty Woman, it wasn't something she was crazy about at first, but things changed when the movie switched companies. She said, "I get the part, the studio that had it, the small movie company folded over the weekend, and by Monday, I didn't have a job. Then it went to Disney. Then director Gary Marshall came on. He met me just because he felt it would only be fair to at least meet me since I had this job for 3 days. And they changed the whole thing. And it became something more that is in my wheelhouse." So could you imagine anybody else in that position?
No.
Other than Julia Roberts?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I guess it was like originally, the movie was called 3000. And it was a movie about a prostitute who goes home with this businessman for a week. And she charges him $3,000. And she was happy to have the role. She's like, but then she had to remember, oh, I got to call my mom and tell her I got a role. Oh, what is it? Oh, I'm playing a prostitute. Like, and then it changed companies. And she goes, but it's a Disney movie, Mom. So then all of a sudden it started.
There's still a hooker.
Yeah, but I think it was a little less harsh. It was
a hooker's a hooker if the mouse is involved or not.
Exactly.
That actually makes it creepier.
Okay.
If it's your gear, a gerbil's involved.
Oh. That was in the original, allegedly.
Well, I'm glad that worked out for her because now she's like a megastar. Now, let's talk about Sanaa Lathan, who said this about her role in Love and Basketball. I think Gina, the director, finally got to the point where she had to hire somebody. It's almost like she hired me because she couldn't find somebody else. There wasn't a lot of joy and there wasn't a lot of trust. In me. It was her baby and it was her first time directing. It was a big deal for her and nobody knows me then, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because like, she was saying that, like, you know, like some of the other people that was on the set, they actually had, like, acting coaches
experience
to help them.
And
because they were great basketball players. Here she was, an actress that had no basketball skills.
Well, the fact that she got a leading role in a film like this and had no basketball experience at all. Shout out to your daddy.
Yeah.
She probably did a good audition. And I think, you know, she was cool with Omar if he had the part already. So maybe they, like, spoke
up.
Yeah,
but the director and producers are really the ones that, like, and director has a big influence over who plays the leading lady.
Well, she may have had a good audition.
But you know what? It was destined because she did an epic job. I know so many people that wish that they were her and felt that they were her in some kind of a way, and she was a great representation. So, however it shook down, she did her thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Make it till you make it.
All right, so Taraji P. Henson, we love her here on Dish. I love her so much. And she's a nominated actress, Oscar-nominated actress, I should say, and securely on the A-list. Nobody's going to argue with
that.
Absolutely. But Taraji says she had a hard time as a black actress being paid what she thought she deserved to be paid. In fact, Taraji says that after coming off the success of the movie Hustle, hustle and flow. She couldn't get the rate of similar actresses of her caliber, and it was Tyler Perry who saw her worth and paid her the highest she'd ever made at that time for his movie, I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
Yes, Tyler!
Right? So Taraji said this, I think the industry knew I was talented, but it's about money. Are you bankable? I had to continuously prove that. I was asking for $500,000. I didn't get paid until I did my first Tyler Perry film. He was the first person who paid me $500,000. I was never in a position where I could not take a job. By the grace of God, they have all been really good characters, but it was never a situation where I was like, I'm not going to do that. Now I'm finally there.
Aww. I heard that.
So now you know she's making bank on Empire.
Well, that's
sure,
so
right?
dope for Tyler Perry, though, you know, as a playwright, filmmaker, actor himself. I think he knows the struggle. I mean, his story started out in the back of his car. He was
right.
homeless.
Now I wonder how many people are going to hit him up. I need that Taraji rate.
Yeah, right.
Whether but I think worth it or not.
My life problem struggle. Here is where you say, I'm finally getting paid for what I think I'm worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you finally got offered what you thought you were worth. You got to that point with your self-confidence to get the money that you want, that you wanted. So, but why are you making it about being a woman or being a black woman?
Because that's exactly what it's about. When you think about it, we do the same jobs that require the same amount of work and the same lines on a page, but statistically get paid way less.
It's a double standard.
It's just like, and black show. Women get paid significantly less than white women that do the same exact job. Look at Viola Davis in comparison to Meryl Streep. I mean, it's just what it is.
See what I did there?
You're really mixing
look
it up.
Look at Oliva, she's all upset.
I'm like, don't get this pro-black girl started, though. Okay. Got my locks in, too. I got jobs
in, like, fight the power.
That's
not
Brad.
Over here going, you know, I'm going to ask Dish for a raise. I'm going to. Today's the day.
Exactly.
Why is everybody laughing? Why is that funny?
Yeah.
Why is everybody laughing?
You
so
ask
y'all,
what you
one of the
you
stars
with.
Of Netflix Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, fashion expert Tan French, just dropped his memoir, Naturally Tan. And in the book, he revealed a shocking childhood secret. Tan admits that he was so insecure about having dark skin that he used a bleaching cream. Tan said this, when I was 10 years old, I used to bleach my skin, he writes. I actually stole the cream from one of my cousins who used it often. I remember thinking, God, I'd give anything to be white. I just want to be white. I just want to be white. I had been so conditioned to think that if you were white, you were automatically attractive.
Wow.
He's kind of hard on himself.
That's really not
what
true.
Made Rachel Dozier in
that.
His body.
Okay. What was he going through? Like, what happened to him to make him feel that way?
That's what we were taught. Absolutely.
Aren't people still bleaching their skin? Like, he said he did it when he was little, but isn't that still a practice where people are bleaching their skin to look
yeah.
whiter?
Look at that. Yeah. There's a couple of reggae artists who, like, you know, caught a lot of slack for, like, bleaching his skin.
Look up Sammy Sosa, the baseball player.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean...
He's Samuel.
Samuel Sosa.
You know,
but, Nina, I like having a tan. I mean, as a girl growing up, I was always tan. I wanted to be tan.
Yeah.
And dark.
You never wanted to be white.
No, never. And I was always tanning out of tanning bed in my house. I mean, I like my skin to be darker.
Yeah,
we tan
our skin and bleach our butt.
Isn't that weird?
Exactly. That's the American way to do it. Ask the Kardashians.
All right, y'all. So ASAP Ferg is a rapper, man. And he's sending out a PSA to all women. He wants y'all to stop getting fake bubble butts. Now, he posted a pretty long message about fake booties on Instagram that said, Service announcement, I love all women the way they are. Don't feel the pressure of getting bigger boobs or fatter ass because the way you are is what makes you unique. I'm looking on the gram and I see a lot of joints that was fire and then they start messing with the lip and the hip. All that. I'm not telling people to stop doing what makes them happy or more confident. I'm just saying you will find the way you are, shorty. And let's clap it up.
Yeah.
I think that, obviously there's major insecurity problems going on there. You got to get a fake ass put on. And
I think if you have
a fat ass, keep it. We love women the way they are. If you have big boobs, don't get them reduced.
They got an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face and you get sprung.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
If you could change one part of your body cosmetically, what would it be?
If I could change one part of my body, my feet.
What's wrong with your feet?
They're big.
You got
they
big feet?
They are. So they're big and
what
they
size?
Hurt often.
I'm a size 10.
Oh, damn. I would change Heidi's feet.
Well, after the break, do you want to look like Dolly Parton or date someone like Justin Theroux? Well, if you answered yes to those questions, we may be able to help you out. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation.
Want to know how many of the Kardashian-Jenner sisters are single? You come to Dish Nation. The answer's three, by the way. Want to make hiring easier? You go to ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's the one place that makes hiring simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses can connect to qualified candidates. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find the right people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free with this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, let's talk Dolly Parton. Everybody knows Dolly Parton. We know her for her, you know, outrageous looks and her makeup and all of that.
That's not what I was thinking of.
And, of course, her music and some other things that you're familiar with, Frank Kramer. And we know that when we think of Dolly Parton, it's always about glamour, glitz and glamour. She's always made up, right? Well, Dolly Parton travels by tour bus. She stays in a lot of hotels, and she just revealed something about her beauty regimen. And it's kind of a bombshell. She said,
I clean my face in the morning. You never know if you're going to wreck the bus. You never know if you're going to be somewhere in a hotel and there's going to be a fire. So I leave my makeup on at night and I clean my face in the morning.
I don't know if I nailed Dolly Parton there or not.
Dolly?
She sleeps in full-on makeup because, God forbid, you know, fire alarm goes off and they clear out the hotel. You don't want Dolly Parton to be seen standing in the, you know, outside in the lobby.
But I think if Dolly Parton took off all of her makeup and just and went out in public, you wouldn't recognize
her. You wouldn't know who she is.
That's true. I think she was. Yeah. She could do a duet all by herself.
Or is it because I think the boobs will give it away.
Her boobs, right?
Yeah, the floaters.
Maybe.
I mean, like, we work early, so this makeup that you know I'm wearing since 4 o'clock this morning, that's the first thing I do when I get home. I put my hair up and I get rid of all my makeup. I can't stand to have it on. Like, it's bugging me right now. I feel dirty. Pretty, but dirty.
Actually feel the makeup on your face?
Yeah, of course. The eyelashes. Put some fake eyelashes on, Frank, and then tell me how comfortable you are. You're constantly...
Come on, I don't want to be too hot.
Yes, I never go to bed in makeup.
You remember what happened to Bugs Bunny when he put eyelashes on? You don't want me to do that.
Okay, everybody, y'all know who Justin Theroux is, right?
Of course.
He's Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband, but he's also a successful actor. And for 3 years, he was on the HBO show The Leftovers. And his TV wife, Amy Brenneman, has a thought on why it might be problematic for him to date. She said, he's very special and soulful. I mean, Justin is just one of those guys. He's like a totally eccentric, nerdy artist trapped in this gorgeous face and body. And I think that is problematic because I would say he is not always as he appears. He is much more idiosyncratic, but he's just the best. Okay. Before you start thinking that Amy has a crush on Justin, she is married, okay?
Here's why I don't agree. I mean, that is every woman's dream. He's really handsome, but he's not a jackass. He's really handsome and sweet and soulful and eccentric. Why would that be hard for him to date? That seems like the perfect package.
Yeah, she's saying something bad, though, in between the lines. Like, she's saying all these wonderful things, but she's also just trying not to be mean. Like, he's just a nice guy, but, you know, it'll be problematic because he's so...
Can somebody explain idiosyncratic to me? I'm trying to ask Siri. I can't even spell it.
Two-year college?
What is that? I'm
going to Google right now.
He's a synchronatic idiot? Like,
Siri, what does idiosyncratic mean?
Idiosyncratic.
Idiosyncratic means relating to idiosyncrasy, peculiar or individual.
Okay.
Just say peculiar next time.
Peculiar, right? And don't say, what is idiosyncratic? You go, related to idiosyncrasy. That doesn't help me, Siri!
It means that he's, like, most likely OCD and super weird at home, even though he's drop-dead gorgeous and really successful. He's, like, really hard to deal with.
Like, he has a toenail collection or something.
He has a great body.
He's like, I gotta keep my toenails in a jar.
And he, like, checks the locks 3 times, and, like, he's, like, maybe that guy.
He's peculiar.
Yeah. He's not what he appears
supposed to be.
You're right.
Don't let the blue eyes fool you.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Like one of those. Yeah.
Up next, find out how Jerry Seinfeld makes it last a long, long time.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Do you need to know the key to a happy, long-lasting marriage?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys may want to talk to Jerry and Jessica Seinfeld. Now, Jerry and his wife Jessica have been married for almost 20 years and both sat down with People Magazine and shared their key to a successful marriage. Now, Jerry said it took 10 years of training to understand what he was doing. Jerry said it doesn't matter if anyone's right. He also said this about date night. Every night for us is date night. We just like to hang out, and it's not like a big deal for us to go to a restaurant. It's just about being in the same room for us. We love being in the same room.
I'm like that with my honey. It doesn't matter where. I mean, we could be somewhere fancy, or we can just sit at home and watch
anywhere,
game doing four anything. Or five of okay. the finals. It's all the same.
Right. And with Jerry, you kind of got to be, like, heavily involved in your relationship because she might leave you. Because for those who don't remember, Jerry's wife, Jessica, actually left the dude that she was with on her honeymoon to go run off with Jerry Seinfeld.
You lying.
That's right.
Dead ass. Nah, seriously.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think between, like, the Seinfeld marathons that run on TBS and just her probably being a fan of Jerry Seinfeld and the fact that he's rich, probably, like, helped woo him away as well.
Yo, if I was her husband, I would be I'd be hot as fish grease.
Yeah, I would hate Seinfeld, signs, anything, sign
anything
language.
Would have failed.
Yeah. Corey Feldman.
Lagerfeld. All right, y'all, moving on. Eva, you might like this service, and you might want it, but I doubt it. Anyway, there's a baby naming consulting service founded by two moms called Future Perfect that will name your baby for a price. Well, one of the moms told reporters there are tons of sites where you can browse through hundreds of baby names, but there aren't really any services that streamline the naming process. We make it low stress, but also keep it super, super personal. Now, if you're curious on what's offered, the $100 service includes a 15-minute phone consultation, a questionnaire, and a list of 10 name ideas. And if you need something more extensive for $350, you can get a 15-minute phone consultation, 10 first names and 10 middle names, a reason for choosing them, as well as a customized baby gift and on-demand follow-up calls. Yo, hustling has totally changed. New heights, okay?
Like, the level of hustle these two moms are doing, I have to applaud them. I think this is the dumbest idea ever.
It is.
But obviously,
it is.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
You can call your grandmother and get all of this for free.
True. Okay.
And not spend anything.
Assuming
you know,
she's
us black people, we come up with nicknames and all kind of names as soon as we see somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not hard for us to come up with names. And we're very creative. We've been combining the husband and wife name.
And that is the
name.
Black formula.
Yeah,
take the wife's name and the husband's name.
Right.
Put them together and you have a name.
I try to do my Googles to see what these people look like because we do need somebody on the diversity panel because just to make sure that, you know, like, you know, all the names aren't vanilla. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't want a whole lot of Malik's either, though. Like, let's keep it real.
No, Eva, we need to gentrify some of these black names. I need to meet me a white Jamal in my lifetime.
I need to be the white Keisha.
Yeah, or a white Kareem.
Go beyond light skin Keisha and you got a full on.
White skin Keisha.
Listen. Well, coming up, have you ever gotten a text from an ex? Some people are sharing their craziest responses, and we have that story right after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yeah.
All right, y'all, this next story, I'm sure we all been in a situation at some point in our lives, honey, slipping up and drunk texting an ex or receiving a text from one. Mm-hmm. Go Social has collated replies to texts received from exes in an online gallery. Oh, my God. And as you could imagine, the replies are hilarious. Frank, let's role play as we read these threads shared
Ooh,
by real people.
Role
let's
play.
Pretend you're my ex, Frank.
Oh, okay.
Who wants that old thing back. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey.
Hi, sorry. I was in the shower. What's up?
For a week?
Yeah, I'm pretty clean.
Here's another one. Here's another
okay.
one. When am I going to see you?
When I post a picture on Instagram.
Shut down.
Hello.
Good one, Brad.
Okay, come on, Frank.
Here we go. Hey, big head. Long time no talk.
Let's keep it that way.
And
damn.
Scene.
Damn. Yeah, your ex is for a reason.
Seriously.
Whoa.
Now, Eva, does any of your exes ever try to hit you up?
They can't. They're blocked.
Damn.
Yeah, we're right. not playing those later games.
I didn't the exes contact you?
No, they,
I want to hit it again.
They
text?
All hate me. Although my recent, my ex just contacted me, our cat that we had together, she just had to put him down. He was 18 years old. So
wow.
she reached out to tell me that he died. And I wanted to come back. That died years ago. Oh, what? But I didn't. I kept it, you know.
Bendy.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.